Here I am.
Here I am, God. Hallelujah.
Here
I need you, Lord. I need you, God.
Let your spirit move through me. Here I am. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Reach out and touch the Lord
as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment. Your needs He will supply. So reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment. Your needs He will supply. So reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by.
One more time.
Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment. Your needs He will supply. So reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, saints. I don't know what to do after this. Let's prepare our tithes and our offerings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. don't want to stop after something like that. Too bad that there's an end down here and not eternity. Praise God. Praise God, yes.
Do you believe that with me? Yeah. These people are good people. They're God's children. They're a loving people. And I want God to bless them. And devil, you leave them alone.
Amen, amen, amen. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Hallelujah. Nothing wrong with that. Praise God. It will be so. He said already, I will. So we believe in that it has been done. Hallelujah. Has everybody had a chance to give on this morning? Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, always, God, for this part of the service. We thank you, Lord, for the service that you have blessed us already in, Lord. Lord, we thank you for coming down in this place this morning, God, filling us, God, with your presence. And we ask, God, this morning, God, that you would bless those, Father God, that came out this morning, God, to hear the word, to give, Father God, a praise, a worship, oh God. We ask that you are blessed 100-fold, Father. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let us give God one more good praise right now. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Oh, God. This is just the beginning of what God is going to do. Amen. May we all stay, you know, humble and in listening and close and enough where we can hear what he's doing. Because he ain't like us. You know, we don't have a clock. We got phones with clocks on them. Amen. I count it all joy and a privilege to stand here. I really do. I see things I haven't seen, and I've been ministering a long time, been in the ministry a long time. And I just really want to thank the Lord for you all coming, and I thank the Lord for my niece that's listening, because she listened when she's from in Detroit. So hi, Tony, and I'd like to hear from you. I've been trying to call you, but I can't get you. And so I just want to thank the Lord for that, because she writes back and say that she listens. Yes, she's vision. Oh, good. Ooh, she can't see me unless he got a camera. Okay. Well, maybe she just loves me so much she see me. Yes. Thank the Lord. It was so strange because when brother got up to minister, and I'm telling y'all really need to come to Sunday school. I mean, come to teaching in the mornings. It's really, really good. And I said, Lord, I'm just going to tag on behind. You know, I said, because this is what you gave me. And what he gave me is so precious, because I've read the Bible more than all of you, because I'm older than y'all. And I've read this scripture so many times. I've read Hebrews 11. We preached on it and taught on it and everything. But something jumped out at me at the sixth verse of Hebrews 11. And God began to just talk to me through the night and through the day. And just, you know, and I just got so excited. And so I said, Lord, help me to believe you. You know, we can say, but help me to believe you. Praise the Lord. So I just wonder, will you stand just a moment? We're going to pray. Father, I want to thank you, first of all, for the service thus far. We know that it's the Holy Spirit that's leading us. Help us to follow. Help us, Lord, to go home now and say, Lord, help me to be in sync with what the Lord is doing in the church. Because it ain't going to be like it was now. I'm going to tell you that now. God has got plans. He has got plans. Yesterday last week when we was over here, I heard the Lord say there's a change coming. And I see it. And so, Father, we just want to give you thanks and give you praise. Bless us today, and thank you for this morning, for the service, for the gift of faith that was operated this morning. I really appreciate you, Lord. Thank you for all the saints praise the Lord, and see how they just took in, just wanting to be more. I just looked at the faces of the people, and they're just so precious. And so, Lord, I just want to thank you for that. We give you praise and glory. Lord, anoint us and anoint this word in Jesus' name that come out of our mouth in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, because we can't do nothing without you. And we give you glory and we give you praise. You may be seated. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I don't know what y'all, but that's getting down in my soul and my body. I'm just kind of feeling kind of, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I want to start in Hebrews 11. I ask y'all to pray like Al used to tell us, y'all pull it out of us and we can preach. That's what the old people used to say. So y'all, you know what you say? Y'all pull, you know. Say amen. So I feel the pull. I feel the Lord here today. I really feel God. I really feel God here today. I'm telling you. Praise the Lord. You know, we come to service and I heard what one brother said. And as he said, I thought to myself, I said, Lord, if we could just get to where you want us, where we love people so, until our hand couldn't hurt. You may be a hand, how you know what you are. You might be a finger, but if my finger hurt, my hand hurt, I would feel it. I'm praying. That's what my prayer is. I want to feel, you know, the pain for my brothers and sisters. I want to feel it. And one time I asked God, I had a young man that I was like, kind of like Al, Brother James Holloway. He's very close. And, he was going through something, and his mother, and I was a Sunday school teacher, and his mother, well, I ain't gonna teach her ever. But anyway, he was going through something, and, his mother, whatever he was going through, touched his mother, so she was just distraught. And she was just so down, and so she called me, Sister David, so. And I said, Lord, let me feel her burden. Be sure you know you. That woman's burden was so heavy out there, I had to cry. I said, oh God. I mean, something came down. I said, oh my Lord. I feel a little bit. And I said, but Lord, kind of lifted a little bit. Cause I mean, she had a burden and her burden was heavy, but God intervened. And I just want to thank the Lord for that. You look back over your life. You get this old, you look back. You do. Maybe y'all young folks look back, but I look back. I said, Lord, you know, you've been good to me. You've been good to me. I sit here and I think about the things I could have got into that I didn't. I think about things that people cry over that did to them, and God just took me through it, took me over it, sent angels. I've seen angels. I really had angels to come to rescue me. I mean angels, hear me, that I've seen come rescue me. It's just wonderful, and I just want to give him praise and glory. Now, I know everybody go through, and there's a reason, like brother was somebody said there, it's a reason for what we go through. Amen. But I want to go to the 11th chapter, and y'all pray for me. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We've heard that so many times. For by it, elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, in which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And by it, he being dead, yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Now, this is the scripture that really, boom. But without faith, y'all got your Bibles? Mm-hmm. Oh, good. I forgot that. But without faith, I say, without faith, to do what?
To please him.
Now, we've been praying, God, I want to please you. Anybody that's loving God want to please him. But without faith, read it. It's impossible to please him. You can't please God without faith. Have you ever thought about that? Let me see y'all have thought about that. You can't please God without faith. That means when he tell you something, he wants you to believe it. But listen to this. He says, for he that cometh to God first, I put three things down here, must believe that he is. That's saying a lot there. I mean, that don't say it a whole lot. Now, I done read this many times but I didn't get it out. We got to believe that we're talking to God. And that he can do anything. Cause he said nothing was impossible. That'll bring us up some. We are talking to God. Okay, now. I said, well, Lord, he said, you know me by reading, by listening, you know, the word, you know, faith comes by the word. Boy, I wish I could just gobble the whole Bible up. I wish I could have just said, listen, we had a sister that absolutely ate the pages of the Bible. Chewed it and swallowed it. She was so wanting to see God move. Amen. But listen, first you must believe. He said, first when you come, you must believe he is. Why go pray to, you know, you're down there praying. Saints of God, when we go to pray, I believe we know who he is. I mean, the little that we know, he didn't say we had to be geniuses. He didn't say we got to know that he is. That he is, and also that he is a rewarder. A reward is somebody will give you something that you asking for, or you know, that you're trying to get. And like for instance, like if you're running a race or something, and at the end of it, you get a little trophy or whatever. When you are trying to reach God, when you down, you first go to him as he is. He tell us, you know, to hallow his name and pray how to pray. And I try to do it all. Because I praise the Lord's Prayer every day, every morning, every time I pray. Because I want to think about what he's telling me. When Jesus say, show us. He didn't say you had to pray it every day. But I want to know what he's saying to me, how to pray. So I know I must hallow his name. And it don't take much to do that. Because he's so good. So we must believe that he is, and listen, and that he's going to reward us when we pray. We can't go down there praying for something we don't think we're going to get. If you're praying in the will of God, then what you're praying for will come to pass. Amen. So you're going to pray. I know what I'm praying for. I'm going to get it. Because it's his will. I'm praying in his will. Hallelujah. He wants all men to be saved, and I'm praying on that kind of line there. And so I know that I'm going to get what I'm praying for. And by me knowing that, that helps me to be able to go to him better. I don't know if I'm speaking right, but it makes me go to him better than I've been going. I don't go down thinking, well, he ain't going to hear me. Uh-uh. No. When I go, I say, thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer. Thank you, Lord. I said, I know it's going to take a little time, but give me patience to wait. Because brother priest, wait. And again, I say, wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. He want to strengthen you, and he will strengthen you as you're praying for what you need from God. But I'm going to tell you, he told me to tell you, if you will pray in the way he's going to teach you today, you're going to have what you say. Amen. Because you're praying to who? God. And like I say, God, look around you. God, things you go, you can't listen. If you saw that, then people go up to the moon and come back. I saw some of them when they came back and hit them. I said, Lord, have mercy. But like I told y'all before, they went up on there in a spaceship. I ain't going to have no spaceship. And neither are y'all. And when they came back, they had to be sure there wasn't no gas on the stuff. They was about half an hour before they opened up the hatch. But see, when I go and you go, ain't gonna be nothing on us but glory. And glory goes through everything. Hallelujah. Oh, it's just so wonderful. Oh my God. So you must believe that he is. And that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. I mean, just get down there and believe it, and just you're praying for something you know going to happen because you're praying in his will. You're praying his will, and it shall be. But now if you got to run in the Lord, am I praying him? Is it, if it's your will, We ought to know something, the will of God, for the Lord's sake. If you're praying for your brother to get saved or your uncle to get healed, that is his will. He's a will for us to get saved. He's a good will for us to be healed. I know when I pray that, I'm praying in his will. And if you put that in my heart to pray, I'm going to have what I'm praying for. Because he said nothing is impossible. We just say that. I thought to myself, Lord, we just say these words. We don't... Nothing is impossible. Hallelujah. Now I got to, I'm not ill. I don't got one of them things you can go. I guess I have papers that I may drop. And oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. You must believe when you pray that what you're praying for, God is going to give it to you. Everybody agree with that? Amen. If it's his will. Because you're going to pray. You know, I would ask God, I'm going to pray in his will because I'm going to ask him. I ain't got time for this silly stuff. I'm too old. I don't need another rug. I don't need another car. I don't need another other. I don't need another nothing. I said, don't get me nothing. I don't need nothing. Don't get me nothing. But that. You know, I'm praying things of God. I don't have time for this other stuff. I'm too old. I said, Lord, that's it. I don't need nothing else. I don't need the color of another rug. Hallelujah. I told my husband, we got this big old house, too big for me and dad. But we thought one of the kids would have to live with us, I guess. And I won't say who. But anyway, we got this house and it's covered with carpet. Beautiful place. Everybody say amen to been there. Beautiful. I don't need no house that big. It's too big for two people. And it goes from here all the way back there, the living room and dining room and all together. And all this carpet going down there. I told Dad, I said, Dad, I'm going to get me a, what you call them things? I'm going to get me a Zumba Zumba, whatever you call it. A Zumba, yeah. He said, you got to say, Dad. Because he'd be, sit down, don't do, you tired. I said, you have to, I got to do this carpet. I got to do it. He said, well, I said, well, then I'm going to get a Zumba. Yeah, a robot. There you go. And I'm going to get the one that goes out and do what it's got to do and then attach back to the wall. And then I got to do another 1 month going empty it. Amen. I tell her, God bless you that you could be a blessing. I love people and people know that know me and I ain't got to be talking about what I do. But I love people and God knows if he give me some, somebody going to get some. Yeah. We was, where Bridget at? It was a lady, we used to go to this store, and she told the store lady who loves us, this woman owns the store, she said, I want you to give me three of the people that you love the most, or something like that. And when I die, she said, I'm going to put them in the will. Now, this woman is a multimillionaire. I ain't told you that. You don't have to know everything. But I told Bridget, I said, she said, Mom, I'm still waiting on that. I said, girl, that woman ought to be dead. You know, I said, you know, she probably, but I had a dream. And in this dream, a check came that just stood up in my mind. Just, you know, I just saw the check. It was a yellow check for like $184,000. And then I heard the phone ring and they said, well, you know, you have to come down to the lawyer. And they was telling me to come down to this office and stuff like that. And I said, you know, well, I believe in dreams and I'm not a dreamer per se, but I saw that. So Bridget said, I'm waiting for my money, my $1 million. I'm waiting because everybody going to have a house. I'm about a car. I don't need no $1 million. What I need with $1 million? Just to help his people. So if y'all need anything, you better pray Sister Davis get some because you need a car. Pray Sister Davis get her $1 million or whatever. And I ain't got to have no vineyard. I'd do something if I didn't. I'd do with what I got. I don't say, God, you give me. What you doing with the 10 he gave you? You won't, well, you know, if I had, you got something. Get out of here. You got something. Share that. You share what you got. Then God will give you some more. Amen. They know their father will give their father. And I tell the girls, I said, y'all been not asking for nothing because everything is mine. Girls, everything he got going to be Sister Davis's. with the Lord, take him before me. So don't ask him for nothing because you ain't getting it till I die. And then it's going to be separated evenly among the 10 children. I thought I'd tell you that. Because they ain't like that, you know. But they know their father is good. He'll give them anything. He'll give them anything. Anything. If he got it, he going to give it to you. The girls will have to say that. Daddy will give you. He's good. He's a nice man. Who said? He's a good father. And giving, he will give. He gives to the church like he just likes to give. And God bless him. Ooh, Jesus. God just bless him. Because he gives. So he say, but without faith and power. So you got to what now? What the first thing you got to do? Believe that he is. And then that's what you got to do now. And believe that he's a rewarder. And then you got to diligently seek him like the lady what he was talking about today. You got to go back to until you get what you need or what you, because the enemy's standing there too. He's standing there too. Let me see, I got the ones I want to read. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Okay, I want you to go to 1 Kings, the 15th chapter. I don't know about y'all, but I'm practicing myself. I told God, I said, God, you are God, and ain't nobody like you. Thank you, Lord. And I look back over the times and say, we can't live back there. Mm-hmm. We can't live back talking about used to. Amen. I'm burying used to in my backyard. It ain't that big, but I'm going to dig a grave and bury used to. No, ain't going to be no used to. God is God now. I say, God, people need you now. I say, people need you now. 2 Kings, the 5th chapter. Hallelujah. I got 2 Kings down here. I'm sorry. 2 Kings, the 5th chapter. It is 2 Kings. It's about Naaman. Now, Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. Isn't that something? And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away a captive out of the land of Israel, a little maid. And she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her master mistress, would God my Lord was with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. He ought to know him. And one went in and told his Lord, saying, thus and thus said the maid that is of the land of Israel. And the king of Syria said, go. And I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed and took him 10 talents of silver and 6,000 pieces of gold and 10. Now this gets me. This really gets me. When he goes to Israel, he brought him the letter to Israel and to the king. This really gets me. The king tears his clothes and started crying because he said, this man trying to start something with me. Now, how did he not know about the prophet? How he did not know there's a prophet in Israel? How he didn't know that? That guy said, Lord. So when Elijah found out that the king had tore his clothes and rent his clothes, he said, he heard what happened. He said, send him to me. And I'll let him know there's a prophet in Israel. So the man goes to and stand in front of Elijah's door. He didn't come out. He sent his servant out. Tell him to go and dip in the river to the Jordan 7 times. You know, sometimes God may tell you something to get what you need. And the guy said, what? I thought he would come out and you know, do something holy and just strike his hand on my throat and just command it to do whatever. That's the way I thought it was. Don't be happy while you think, well, God going to do something. When God going to do something, he going to do it like he want to do it. And then you ain't going to list it up and say, well, nah, it's going to be like that. No, it ain't. It's going to be way, way different than you thought it was going to be. And so it must have been somebody close to this general or whoever he was. He said, nah, Father, if he'd have told you something else, you know something, you would have did it. So he said, well, and the Jordan, by the way, is dirty. You know, and he said, how can I have these rivers where I live? You know, pretty rivers and blue waters and all this. And, amen. We went to Detroit I had to have some people in Detroit. And you never seen nothing as pretty as the Hudson River. Lord, I mean, that thing is blue at night. And so my cousin took us out to see this big, big, great big boats come on it, you know, like cruise ships. And he took us out that one night, and I had never seen anything so beautiful. It's blue. The waters are blue, the Hudson River in Michigan. And they just beautiful waters. It's just beautiful. Praise the Lord. And so they might have had some of them lying there where he was. He said, now how come I couldn't go and dip in that? No, no. He said, dip in the Jordan. Dirty. You know. So he goes anyway and dips. And when he dipped 7 times like the Lord told him, he did what God told him. What happened? He came up clean. No leprosy. Clean as, amen. Wait a minute. So don't put in your mind how you think God gonna do whatever you want him to do. I was telling Al that. He knows about things because some of the things happen here in the church. I say, but the Lord, but you know what? I don't put my mind and say, God, there it is. However you do it, as long as you do it. As long as you do it. So the Lord gave some of the kids an idea. And you know, you just can't never tell how to get hold of folks. You know, you got to follow God in what he tell you. And this brother, this son, this daughter that you've been trying to get in, ask God what to do. You know, you probably don't need to give her another sermon. Amen. Cause she already know that. You know, she doing da-da-da-da-da-da, then you need to back up. I had, one of my granddaughters, I pray so, I just love her so much. And I married her yesterday, her and this boy. Well, I had a wedding yesterday. Whoopee. And they came to the Lord. They want God to save them. And they want to be baptized. She said, now, I called Carol and I said, now, Carol, y'all got to be, you know, I was just telling him that we got to get baptized next. Now, we got to get baptized. And with the Holy Ghost, you know, we got to get baptized. I said, so go back and tell her that. You know, and I said, well, ain't that something? Cause I just called and told her, she told me, Grandma, we were just saying that. I gotta get baptized. So don't tell me people don't know. And then listen, it comes a time. I've known Carol since she was born. And I had a restaurant. And she would go with me to get the stuff for the restaurant. She always had a great love for people. Even when she was 8, a little girl, she had a great love. She said, Grandma, my grandmama said, go over there and pray for her. She's just a little kid. My grandma, something happened over here. Go over and do so-and-so, you know. She believed in God and believed in the things of God. So, you know, I talked to them, but I let them alone. And let me tell them that they know what they're doing wrong. Why go tell them? I leave them alone and give them to God. Soon, I get a text with the picture of the license. Their marriage license. I get a text. Grandma, here's our grand marriage. Like, we want you to marry us. I say, okay. So we made up a day. And yesterday was the day. They were married. And they came to Jesus Christ yesterday. First, took them to Jesus first. And then married them. I took them in the room. You know, because, well, the counsel with people. They've been together so long. What you going to counsel? You know, I just told them what I felt and whatever, but God did it. I say God did it. So listen, God is doing things. It ain't going to be done your way. Forget it. I'm talking to somebody. You quit trying to do stuff and let him do it. Because you don't know what to do, because if we did, it would have been done. But God is waiting on us to give him all, everything. Now I want to go to John, the 2nd chapter. Ain't going to be up here long, because what got me was that I got to believe. I said, Lord, I believe in you. I believe you. I believe you, God. When I come to you, I come to you like that. But I had to go and do some thinking. He said, then if you believe I'm God and you diligently come to me, I'm going to give you what you ask. You're not going to ask me for a fish and I'm going to give you a stone. I'm going to give you what you ask. And I thought, I said, Lord, it's easy. And yeah, sort of, kind of, you know. He said, I'm only going to John, the 2nd chapter. I love John. This been talked about at least 2 or 3 times. I think Brother Ed made a hit on some faith, too. We ought to be knowing that God wants us to trust him. Let me see the hands of y'all know that God wants you to trust him. He wants you to trust him like he's God. I heard somebody say too, he healed me. I wasn't even serving him. I didn't even deserve it. So you can't let the devil say, well, you know, you didn't fast yesterday and you didn't pray yesterday and so on. You talking about God, you're not talking about the people down the street or how they treat you. You're talking about God. And so David understood God. Love him. That's why I love him so. David, you could read where he said, you know, in the Psalms, how he went to God, how God forgave his sins. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord did prove him not iniquity, and in his spirit there is no guile. You just go through the Psalms and say, Lord, have mercy. So many people, probably some sitting here, they've done things and can't forgive themselves. But God forgives you. I don't care what you have done. God will forgive you if you truly come to him. For real now. He ain't gonna forgive no junker. But he don't care what you done. David, for God's sake, David got a man, y'all know what he did. He took a woman's husband and had her killed. Had the man killed. Now who can do any worse than that? That's pretty bad for somebody who's supposed to be knowing God. Hallelujah. But David was easy to ask forgiveness and easy to accept punishment. You remember? And so when the prophet came to him, he said, he gave him three things he could choose from. And when he went to where he said, no, don't put me in the hands of man. Man ain't got a bitter sin. No. He said, let me be punished by God. But instead, you know, then people started down, a plague came through, and David got so down, he went, you know what I'm saying? What I'm saying is, stop judging people by their past. You don't know a thing about them. You know, well, he ain't no good. How you know? How, I ain't gonna say that, Lord, because I don't want to get into politics. But y'all don't cry all you want. The Lord done told us who's going to be the next president, so I let that alone. But anyway, now don't ask me because I ain't going to tell you. Okay. So anyway, you made me lose my thought. Anyway, amen. Hallelujah. God is going to give us what we need. He said it today. So don't be looking at you, your heart. Well, you know, I supposed to have fasted last week, but I didn't. And I told him I was going to pray. When you fall in love with God, honestly, you will do what you're supposed to do. Because when you love somebody, you're going to do whatever it takes to please them. You hear me? No matter what they do, you're going to do, and God don't do nothing to you but just good to you. But if he wasn't good to you, he's just a good, good God. And you'll stand here and say, I know I didn't deserve it. No, we don't deserve it. And we did, you know, like when I go and pray for the COVID thing, I say, God, have mercy upon us. We deserve everything come to us. We deserve it. I say, but have mercy upon us. I say, but you say you are God, that your mercy endure forever. And I'm gonna stay with your mercy and ask you, Lord. I'm not going to sit up here like I can't hear you. I'm asking you, Lord, to have mercy upon us. We have sinned against you, but have mercy upon us. I ain't going to say, well, Lord, we did. No. I'll go, Lord, I'll go to church. No. Have mercy upon us. We have sinned against you. Have mercy upon us. And I feel better about the whole thing. I don't know what God going to do with this. I ain't worried about it. I'm sorry. I'm just not worried. You know what I'm saying? I'm not worried. My children they had something they want to do, and they did it last month, and then something they want to do twice a month. I say, okay, Lord, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us. I do ask for mercy. I do. And I'm hoping that the Lord will have mercy. And he will. If enough of us cry, because this revival, I don't care what nobody say, I believe too, brother, I do believe it. God is going to have a revival that's going to be unlike anything. It's going to sweep up, because he got to go now and sweep up everybody that's, you know what I mean, that need to come now. I guess I'm saying it right. Amen. But those that have been waiting on him and loving him, we're going to see a revival in the land. The Lord showed it to me this morning. He said to me, as the Lord was moving and everything, and he said, stay close and listen so you won't miss it. He said, so you won't miss it. Because it ain't going to be a prayer and a song, and I'll see y'all next week in the benediction. That's over. God is going to move in the churches that have been praying and asking him to move. He's going to move. So don't go to church and think it's going to be the status quo, because it's just not. I saw that today. I said, Lord, it's not going to be like that. He said, it's going to be a change. It's going to be a change, but it's going to be to your benefit. Then you're going to get, like I told you, God had told us one time we had service down. I've been preaching so long. But anyway, I was at this place preaching, and the Lord told everybody to walk around the room. Well, this little prissy one, I said, well, okay now. The Lord said, walk around the room. And she walked, she had to have something on her knee. She walked around the room, and nobody touched her. She got healed. Obedience is better than. So obey God. Amen. And so the man went down, like I said, and he dipped in the Jordan 7 times and got healed. Now I'm going to go to the one, I think you turn it to him. It's in Mark. I got one more. John 2. The second chapter of John at the first verse. Jesus had a wedding in Cana. I know it looked like I'm skipping around, but I'm trying to make a point. He had a wedding in Cana. Now, here it is. Maybe nobody else see the things like I do. When I read, I say, what about that? Amen. He had a wedding in Cana, and you know, they didn't have the wine, didn't have wine. And that is a stigma in that culture. You gonna have a wedding, you're supposed to have enough wine to last until even you have to get the bad stuff at the end, which that's what they did. They gave you good stuff at the end. When people got drunk, they just serve them anything, you know, cause they're drunk, they don't know what they're drinking no way. But when they ran out of wine, y'all didn't catch that. See, I didn't come out of a palace. My mother and dad were not Christians. They was not saved. And Friday night, Pocono time. Who know what Pocono is? It's a card game. They played Pocono Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then about Sunday, they drunk as a skunk. The men get to fighting. Ken people. And we be gathering up the money that's falling out their pockets. So fight on. That's where how I come up. Amen. And look at me now. Look what God can do. Hallelujah. He'll take you from the slums and from the bombs and make you a king and a queen. Well, hallelujah. We're priests with God. Look at me now. I'm a priest of God now. Amen. And I thought about how the kids, I had 8 girls and 2 boys, and amen. Amen. And we raised them the best we knew. Hallelujah, Jesus. I told somebody, I said, I wish I'd have taught y'all. They knew about God, and they believed in God. I remember one time one of them wanted to be an aerialist. An aerialist, you know, turn flips and do all that kind of stuff. A gymnast. So she turned a flip and hurt her neck. Well, in them days, I'm kind of like, I don't know what else, but they just say, get the bottle. I had an oil bottle. Get the bottle, mama. Get the oil. Get the oil, they say. So she went to sleep, and her neck was hurt. I know her neck was really hurt. You remember? Whoever that was. Their neck was really hurt. And anyway, they went to sleep, and when they got up, they said, my neck is healed. Oh, my neck is healed. And they're jumping around. We had a good time. We did. We had a good time when God taught me his ways. I taught it to, that's one of my daughters there. That one that runs around. Yeah, that's one of them. That's one of them. Don't tell me God wants to do something. And all you got to do, is live for God. Back there, that's my eldest daughter. That's my other one. That's my other one. And that's my grandkids back there. God will do what he say he will do. He'll save your children. He'll save your grandchildren and your children's children if you'll serve him and believe that he's God. You know, we can stop some of this crying. Now, I believe in crying now because I've done some of it. You know, I've done some crying. I have. Shoot. I've done some crying. My heart is hurt. And sometimes I feel like the Lord looked like my heart had been bruised. You know, things I go through. But God has healed me, and I praise him so. God is now giving us the directions of how to get this thing done. Well, this is what got me in this one. And the third day, there was a marriage in Canaan of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they don't have any wine. Now, that's not good if you're having a wedding and the wine don't run out already. Oh, what are we going to do? His mother said unto the servants. She goes to Jesus. Now, Jesus haven't done, according to John, this was Jesus' first miracle. Now, just keep that. This is Jesus' first miracle. And so he said, woman, no. And they wanted wine. Where am I at? Three. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they don't have any wine. And Jesus said, woman, what I have to do to you? My hour is not yet come. And the woman said, amen. Again, but I'm you should have never said that. I'm gonna always be there. And Jesus said unto the servants, whatever his mother said unto the servants, the six water pots of stones in there. He said, whatever he said unto you, whatever he said unto you.
Do it.
I mean, make haste doing it. Yes. Do it like you got some spruce.
Yes.
Some sprouts.
Yes.
Now here's get me. He talking to these men. They're not saved. And she said, he tell them, say, take the water pots and fill them with water. Okay. Then he said, what was that about? They just fill them with water like he said. Now here it is. He tell these men who don't know a thing about God, not take it to the governor. Take water to the governor. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. If I get up there, I'm going to say it's his fault. He ain't cutting my head off. I ain't going to be no fool. What you going to do? He said, I don't know. He said, take it up there. He seemed like a pretty nice guy. And we know Mary. We know her. I think they say he's a pretty nice dude. But he ain't did no miracles. Now, that got me. He ain't done no miracle. They don't know no what, but that he's just a nice person. And there was a lot of prophets in those days. A lot of nice people in those days. Because they kept the law. Well, you know, however. They takes it up there and gives it to the governor. And dips out. I wonder, guy said, I wonder what this is going to be like. He dipped the cup in there. He looked. He looks. The governor ain't. I said, ooh, that's the best wine I ever tasted. Now they looking at each other smiling. That one. If they were one in. Wait a minute, I'm going somewhere. The church has got to see God. Y'all didn't catch that. We can preach until we get blue in the face. But the church has got to see the power of God. And this is why Jesus, when he sent them out, before the Holy Ghost ever fell per se, but remember when he said, I'm with you, but I shall be in you. So when he blew on them and they received the Holy Ghost, they went out then, before Acts ever came, they was out healing the sick. I'm sorry. In my heart, I was raised this way by the Lord. I believe that God want us to heal the sick, cast out devils, raise the dead, and do everything he did. That's what the Holy Ghost is for. It ain't just for you speaking in tongues. It's for power. He said, after you get the Holy Ghost, you will have power. Now, I didn't know nothing about the Pentecostal church then, brother. I was living up on that hill. My husband built me a five-bedroom house up on that hill up there, right around the corner. As a young man came to the door one day. He knocked on the door. I knew him. He came and he said, hello, Sister David. He said, the Lord told me to come to you and cast this devil out of me. Well, the Lord had used me before, you know, but he don't know nothing about it. And my mother-in-law was there from down. Dear was sitting in the living room. And I said, well, all right. And so I just did what, you know, I know to do. And when the enemy came right here, he said, he was so happy. Now he's preaching the gospel. He's just so happy. He just... God has raised us up. When I received the Holy Spirit, he gave me power to cast out devils. He did. He gave me power to cast out devils, heal the sick, and raise the dead. That's what he did. He gave me that power. Let me see, y'all that got the Holy Ghost, this, you got it too. You got it too. You got to be there for him to tell you to do something. You got to go do it. Amen. Like Al was telling us about this man, you know, that he raised up, that, you know, God has got lots to do. Listen, he ain't short on doing anything. I mean, good Lord. God is God. I say God is God. God is God. And he will not fail. And like I say, don't try to cut that off because that's in there. Didn't it say, didn't it? I give you power. And when he first sent them out, they did these things. Remember? The apostles did this before Pentecost. Is that right? Hallelujah. Because when you with Jesus, you with Pentecost. I mean, you with Pentecost when you with Jesus. Hallelujah. God is God. And this is what he want. He wants you to heal the sick. So my God, hallelujah. Because that's what he wants you to do. And he don't want you scared. You ain't supposed to be, what am I going? Because the Lord ain't going to send you to do something you can't do. I say, he ain't going to send you. But we sit in the church and think, we come to church and have the service we had is just great this morning. Oh, God, I wouldn't trade it for nothing. But we still say, God is still saying, I'm giving you power. I'm going to give you power. They'll come next, brother. They got to have power. And not just to speak in tongues, they got to have power to go out and heal the sick and cleanse the leper and raise the dead, because that's what Jesus said. Amen. And we was, goodness gracious, that's what he did for us. And my down here when I first got to start around people that had the Holy Spirit, I mean, ooh, like brother could tell you too. I mean, God just moved. I say he just moved. Cancer, whatever, he healed. He healed the sick, and we had a boy that fall out. We was in an old building that had a second floor, and this kid fell out the window, and we went down there. He was not breathing. It was this mama's son. She was crying. We just believed what God said. We all got around and prayed for him, and the little baby lived because he said, heal the sick, raise the dead. Amen. And I was just a young Christian right then. I was young. This is what I'm looking for now. I'm looking for God to move in the church, brother, like he did greater today. I am looking for him. And I know that he did move today, and I give him praise for it. But I'm looking for the Lord, for the power to come back to the church. Because people need healing. Their marriages are messed up. The kids messed up. The uncle messed up. The father messed up. They need some miracles in their life. They need it. And we are the hospital that they're supposed to come and get it from. Amen. When they want to come, I'm just not talking about just people physically healed. I'm talking about people healed. Everything they need should be in the house of the Lord. If they come with the right attitude, they should walk away with what they come for. So to believe that he is God and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, you go back and diligently seek God and you come to church, you ought to get what you need. Right. Is that right?
Amen.
Because you round, good Lord, count us. Count us. He said where two or three was gathered together, he'd be in the midst. It's more than two or three of us here today. Amen. So I don't know what you're looking for. That's what Sister David's looking for. I'm looking for, and the Lord told me this, he going to fill this church up and people going to be in the parking lot. I still believe it. I believe it. The enemy is going to say, no, he's trying to hinder me, but I'm telling you, that thing coming down. God is pulling down everything that's going to stop me from doing what he want me to do. He's going to pull, hallelujah, he's going to pull down everything that, if you really got the heart that want to serve God and do what he say, it's coming down today. He's pulling it down. Things, you know, people be hindered. Life hinders you. It hinders you. You be wanting to serve God and then this happen and that happen and that don't and this go on and you lose your car and you fall and break your toe and, you know, just all anything to just keep you aggravated. The devil just trying to aggravate you. But I'm saying the devil ain't going to aggravate you no more. It's not going to be aggravation where you can't move on in and get what God has promised you. God has promised us something. It ain't just he promised us power and you're going to get what God has promised you. So look for it. Hallelujah. I say look for it. And if you've been filled, look for something. Hey, look for some more. He got plenty. David said, "About give me 10,000 tongues to praise you." He didn't want just one tongue. He wanted 10,000. That's what he said. This is what he said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of y'all tongues so old. Get some more. Shoot. I told the Lord, I said, whatever I was speaking, I want to do something different. I want to, you know, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want some more. I want another tongue. And it changes. I said, I want it to change and change and change. I want it to, that I know that you, oh my God. God is so good. He's so powerful. So y'all know my dream. I'm looking for God to be God in this place, brother. I thought about too what the Bible say. We all can prophesy. I want God to loose the spirit of God in this place where people that ain't never said nothing will prophesy. I want it to happen. Those that you thought you couldn't say nothing, you feel God just bubbling in your soul. Amen. And you just get up and speak. It ain't got to be like him or him or him or him. Be you. I teach that. I just believe people just got to be themselves. They get try you. And a lot of times, say, "Well, you know, I can't do it like Jackie." Jackie is Jackie. She can't do it like you either. Jackie gonna be Jackie. Ain't no two alike. You go out there in the flowers. It's so many pretty flowers. Look in the sea. It's just so many pretty different animals and the fish. He could have made one fish, but it's just fish. Just and sometimes to be so pretty, I say, "Ooh, Lord, ain't that pretty?" You can take me to Shaw's Garden and I'm happy as a lark. Take me to the Science Center and let me look at the beauty of God. I love it because I see God. I can drive down. We was going, I'm going to let you go. We was going to, where we go every year? Out there? Branson. Ooh, it was raining that night. But the Lord know I love waterfalls. I want to go somewhere to see water. I just love waterfalls. So we ride. And people getting lost, and Brittany was driving, bless her heart. She said, "Oh Lord, what they say?" And I mean, it's getting night now. We want to get around these mountains, for we can't see nothing. And it just riding, and people just, you know, we getting anxious, and the kids get, we just getting anxious, you know what I'm saying? And so it's just raining. Well, it was the way at Branson, they got so many cut out roads, and it was a road they had cut out, and it was a slab over this road. And I looked over there and water came down that slab. The Lord said, "I'm giving you your waterfall." So while they hollered, I said, "We're going to be all right. I'm looking at the waterfall." He been good to me, Adam. He just good to you. Come on. He been good to you. Now he's getting ready to do something. Come on. Don't leave this service. He done such all. And you walked around. And what were you thinking when you walk around? Were you saying, "God, do something for me. Lord, help me. Hallelujah. Help me to serve you better." Don't just walk around. Say something. Say something to God. He's the one that's got you walking around. Come on. Come on. Let's go on with God, children of God. And let's go in. Amen. So like I say, I don't know what I'm going back to these dudes. That really got me. Because it took faith for them to take that water up there. They said, this nut is asking us to put, because they don't know nothing about him. This nut is asking us to put water and take it up there and get our heads cut off. To the governor, is he serious? You heard them say nothing. They said nothing. Because something happened when he spoke. Feel the water pots. His voice. Boy, I believe when you hear, I do. I never heard of, he called my name literally when I was about 17, 18, somewhere like that. So that scared me to death. Now, I ain't brave like y'all. I knew nothing about Pentecost, nothing about the Holy Ghost. And he called my name. I was on the bike. He said, "Celeste." Whew, I said, "Oh my God." Now, I knew it was God. because I was raised in hope. We believed in God. Now, come on. He called me twice. I hit that door. I run in there and I started quilting. And now something's all over me. I can't, my feet won't stay still. They trying to dance and this and go. And I've had some beautiful experiences. I would write a book. But God has been good to me and he's been good to you. You look back. You don't have to be old as me to look back. You can look back and God has really loved you. You've been in some things you ain't told nobody. Don't want to tell nobody. You're ashamed to tell somebody. But still, you knew it was God that got you out. And he wants for us to go on now. Praise the Lord. Whatever we got in our hearts, go to God. Don't be, God, forgive me. Get down there and let's clean up like he told us. Get our lamps burning and keep them wicks trimmed. So don't get far behind now, because first you got to repent. You got to repent. Amen. So you can get some oil so we can go on with the Lord, because I don't know when he's coming. But, you know, it's soon. It's soon. It is, Brother Ed. It's soon. And that's why he's trying to bring back all the good things that's in the church. He's trying to restore. You can see it. You can just look and see it. I saw it today. I said, oh, my God. He's going to restore that and even more. Will you stand? I hope that I help somebody. Father, we thank you for your word. We believe that you are. And you award reward of those who diligently seek you. So help us to diligently. Help us, Lord, to diligently seek you. To love you. To seek you in love and knowing that you're going to give us what we desire. Because our hearts are not desiring things of the world. We're desiring to see our family saved. Sister stood up and said she had so many people that was lost. We're desiring to see sinners come. We're desiring to see you move in power in Jesus' name. So help us as we leave this place. Praise the Lord. Anybody got anything to say? If you need anything, I'm so sorry. If you need anything, you about done got everything though. Did you get everything? All right. So let us pray, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. We pray as we leave this place that we'll go in Jesus' name. And as we go, we go with love, respect for one another. We're really trying to change, Father. Let me see those that are trying to change. Amen. You see the hands, Father. We really want to love you like you say. But we do believe that you are. And we believe that you will reward us. We ask it in Jesus' name. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you all and give you his peace in Jesus' name. God bless you. I hope it helps somebody.